the Yogi Bhajan, our ascended master guide, is here, and we can, if anybody wants to, we can keep sharing as you like, but he did want me to start the activation part of the program, so to speak. So, when our master comes in, it's important for us to, we can, as I said, we can continue to share, but it's important for us to become aware of his presence, and so that we can take advantage and receive the blessing of him coming to be with us every week and help us peel away the layers, whether it's cellular memories or whatever comes up for you, whether it's things that you read in the news or feel are happening in the culture that affect all of us, to peel away the dense layers of the 3D hologram. And the theme that we're being shown to work with today is the holographic universe, understanding that 3D and all the dimensions are basically holograms, but we've been kind of locked into and hypnotized into thinking that 3D was all there was as a culture, although as meditators and yogis, we all have experience that there's obviously more than 3D. But I'm speaking generally, the hypnosis of the culture, the 3D culture, is now being unlocked. And with each breath and each pass through the end, so somebody, I think, needs to mute, somebody that's breathing into their... I'm breathing into the phone, but... Okay, good. So, this is a time of Kundalini activation. We can think of Uranus as Kundalini energy, and it can be like a sudden Kundalini charge that shakes us out of 3D hypnosis, whether it's personal or planetary, or, as I said, something that you read in the news or see that's happening in the world around you, good and bad. Lots of good things, lots of, as we talked about a minute ago, moving from the paradigm of have-tos into the paradigm of flow leading to flowering, and the flowering of the blessing of the divine dancing in rather than the troops marching in to conquer. We're now moving into the paradigm of the Shakti energy, the Kundalini energy, dancing in and flowering and bringing blessings and opening up to blessings of the holographic spinning of the multidimensional universe. And I laugh in a way when I say that when we read these things, oh, finally, there's more light on the planet than darkness, and the scales have been tipped in the favor of the light. Isn't that wonderful? We finally are winning the battle of the lower dimensions of the realms of darkness that, as we've been talking about, suppress and oppress us and, you know, cause all these bad things to happen. So I laugh when I say, yes, we have access to more light than darkness. And what it does and what we're doing right now is it allows us to access more of our light of our soul, which is the part of us that is co-creator with the divine. So what I'm experiencing around me with myself and the people that are around me and the groups that I've been working with is everybody scrambling to redefine how he, she, they are interacting with different situations to understand how to take our aspect of being co-creators with the divine to the next level. So I'm laughing, saying, yes, isn't it great that we have more light and now we can become aware that we are co-creators. Oh my gosh, now we're scrambling to learn how to use that, how to work with that, how to be that. So it's not maybe necessarily a smooth transition from the darkness to the light, from being controlled at greater and lesser degrees to having more awareness that there is more light on the planet, which also elucidates the areas of us where I don't even want to say darkness because that sounds a little judgmental. But I would say things that have been in the shadows and now suddenly we may be scrambling to learn new skills, like how to survive in a new environment or how to work more with your own website or work more with Facebook or whatever it is. The shadows, as the shadows being lifted of us not being co-creators, now as we become, that way becomes lit by the torch of our own soul, oh my gosh. So what I've been experiencing is like a big scramble, a re-scramble, scrambled eggs getting unscrambled, I guess. And so as we move through this and become aware that we live in a holographic universe, and as we become aware of our divinity and claiming our divinity as co-creators with the divine, that's really 6D or six-dimensional awareness, where we become aware of our piece of the mandala, and that as we embody our intentions, our prayers, and notice how things show up based on our thoughts, feelings, and actions around us, we can begin to experience that we're not powerless, but that we are powerful, and we can have more and more of an experience of spinning the mandala of our own beingness as a piece of the holographic universe. And that's what we were laughing about a minute ago, that wasn't recorded yet, but the part about how we phrase our intention, our prayers, anything we say, in a way we can use the power of the spoken word literally to spin the chakras. And I was just laughing when someone made a comment, putting the prayer into the field, that spins my chakras. So talk about putting a new spin on things. So that's something to notice as you speak and as you hear others speak. Do they speak into the sixth, do they speak from with the power of 6D, the six-dimensional field, so that their words are actually having an impact, creating a beautiful mandala, more light into the field of the divine? So that's just something to be aware of as we move more and more into the awareness of what our power is as six-dimensional co-creator, mandala spinning, part of the holographic universe being. Okay, let's take a breath. That's a lot of information. And the reason we're bringing this up is because, as I said, to participate in the activation that our master offers us on these calls is to know that whatever block you're feeling or trauma that may have come up for you or trauma that you're seeing in the world around you, that the past, the present, and the future is actually a hologram. It's a spinning mandala. And because it's alive and it is a spinning mandala, literally we get clearing, we get activation on these calls, so we don't frame the world through frozen trauma. And the past literally can be changed so that it just becomes a flow. And we can remember the events, but what's being changed is our energetic imprint, the way that we energetically interacted with the past so that it created a trauma or a place that stuck that we're trying to release from our psyche. So since the past, the present, and the future is a spinning hologram and they all meet at the point of now, at the center of your heart chakra, and spin back and forth is an interaction from there, and then moving through all your 10 bodies and all of your chakras. The traumas of the past can be changed, and this is one of the pieces. Okay, so just breathe into this. I'm feeling, whether it's in the collective field or any individual people on the call or people listening to this call later, right now, because we focused on it and explained it, there's a point of reference. So right now, if you breathe into that, Yogi Bhajan is working on, he's saying, adjusting the hologram so it's an, so the past becomes an expansion rather than a restriction. So that's what's being worked with right now. So if you can breathe into that and feel an expansion in your field, in your heart chakra. So right now he's working with the past becoming an access point, a doorway, a pathway through. So the past becomes an expansion rather than a restriction. So that's part of the restructuring that's happening right now in this moment. The past becoming an access point, a doorway through which you can walk into the awareness, the consciousness of the 10 bodies, the 10 dimensions, into 1-1-11 mastery, being a actualized co-creator with the divine, free of the restrictions of past traumas. And what the master was channeling to me today to work with, to impart the information, some information, was to understand how to work with basically the bandhas or the locks, which are called the three gates. So he wanted me to explain that. So he wanted me to explain that the access point to living in the consciousness of sixth dimension, sacred geometry, co-creator with the mandalas of the divine, is through the bandhas, the three gates. So first of all, we have what we call the root lock, which is also called the knot of Brahma. The knot of Brahma. So Brahma is that aspect of G-O-D or God, which contains everything. The knot of Brahma. The three knots that we are unwinding. So Muladhara, or root chakra, has to do with the unwinding of the knot of Brahma, that which contains everything. So we start with the base, the lower first knot. And when we work with the root lock, breathing into the root, pulling up our energy from the root, pulling in our first three chakras, and staying with that energy, what happens is we start releasing our attachment or interpretation of the past. So this is about releasing the hologram that keeps us stuck in past trauma. So when we work with this, we start releasing the attachment to sensations and to how things have shown up for us in terms of people, different names, and specific forms. So if the past appears in our psyche as a certain form, like a form that traumatized us, like maybe something that happened at school or with our parents or brothers or sisters, when we work with undoing this knot, the knot of Brahma, then that form literally changes in our aura, in our energy field. And so what we're doing is we're penetrating that knot, that way, that hologram, that way of being that keeps us, again, oppressed and suppressed, as we talked about in the last couple calls, so that things around you, sensory input, does not attach itself to your mind. So you can totally enjoy your senses. You can enjoy whatever delicious meal you're eating, or you can enjoy your breath, or enjoy swimming or wading in the ocean, or whatever it is. Totally enjoy it, but not have it be something that grabs you, like grabs your mind, like I keep thinking and thinking about, you know, whatever, that piece of apple pie, not to put something in your mind. But so what we want to do is we want to move through the world of the senses, but not have the senses control us so that we're pulled back and back and back by that. So that's the knot of Brahma. Then we can move into the consciousness, the expanded consciousness, of the mandala of the six-dimensional hologram, where we are part of the Brahmic field rather than limited by sensations or thoughts. So it's moving into that limitless feeling, that expanded feeling of beingness. So that's the first knot. Then the second knot is the knot of Vishnu, so G-O-D, generator, and so observer. So the Brahma, we move from Brahma to Vishnu. So Vishnu, or the organizer, the observer, the organizer. So Vishnu is the sustainer, that which keeps it all going when organizes it. So when that knot has not been penetrated, then we try to create our identity with something outside of ourselves. And this is what we've been programmed to do in 3D. Well, if you set this goal and get through college and get this good job and make lots of money and have a house and a boat, and you're successful. That's your identity. Your identity is established outside of you. But when we penetrate this knot of Vishnu, then we are identifying with love, with the purity, it's the heart chakra, with that which sustains us. And so it creates an expansion that doesn't limit us. It becomes an internal identification. So we know that we are the source of love flowing through us into every situation. We're creating or sustaining whatever situations we want to share our love or our blessing with, and we can sustain that as long as we want, whether it's a marriage or a home or whatever. But we know that what sustains the situations around us is our love. It's not sustained by the fact that we have a marriage or we have this job. And that's a big shift that's happening on the planet with all the unemployment and all the droughts and the calamities on the planet. People are having to look inside and realize they're not their job, they're not their house. Otherwise, there's panic, basically, if people think that that's what their identity is. So that's one way to experience that. And it has to do with listening to the sounds of the cosmos, so to speak, to be able to hear the voice of God, to be able to open up your love to the flow of love, that the universe really is a loving place, that we really do live in a spheric field of love, and we can draw upon that love with every breath, so we're not dependent on kind of an external situation for that to show up. And then the third knot is the knot of Shiva, and this is the third eye or the brow point. So when this opens up, this is where the nadis cross over and are able to create a state of a balanced divine feminine and divine masculine state of being. And I always say when I teach my classes, and especially my classes on relationships, tantra classes, that until you can balance your identity, bring your identity up to the third eye, you're going to have a codependent or a chaotic relationship with your primary partner or the people you're around, because you're going to be constantly confused about whatever it is that's going on. But when we can penetrate that knot of Shiva, the great destroyer, the great undoer, and he who delivers the message, when you can stabilize at your third eye, at the sixth chakra, at the brow chakra, now the divine feminine and the divine masculine are balanced within you. And the soul has no gender. We've all incarnated as male, female, whatever, animal, fish, I don't know. So when we're able to stabilize and penetrate the knot of Shiva, now we can actually deliver pure energy, pure love, from the penetration of the heart chakra to the other, to the world around us, to whatever situation we're in. And it takes us beyond time and space, beyond that identity that bounds us. So this binds us. So this is the way out of that oppressed feeling that we've been feeling. So it allows us to be attached to, as they say, the lotus seed of the divine. rather than being attached to somebody else's opinion or, you know, whatever they think. And, of course, this is can be very challenging, but it can also be a great practice to practice this. So this transcendence establishes us into a place that's beyond duality, that's beyond 3D. Now we're moving, as I said, 4D, 5D, 6D into the dimension of the sacred mandala, the co-creator space, the pure form, sacred geometry. So now we're really experiencing ourselves as holographic, that we're in a holographic field, and we literally are holographic beings. Our mind is a hologram. That's how we remember things. We remember things because our mind is really holographic. We don't remember things because of our brain. Our brain has circuitry, but things are held in the holographic field. So this can expand our memory to remind us that we are pure beings. We are soul, divine soul. So that memory alone will wash over us and cleanse us and clear the trauma. Good. So Yogi Bhajan's saying, good, good. Thank you. That's great. And what we've been talking about astrologically, as we come up now, tomorrow we have the full moon in Aquarius connected with Leo. What is that? Leo's expressing is the heart chakra, expressing the heart. And the Aquarian age, the Aquarius is the community. So it's the desire to connect with the love of the community or of the all. And that's what we've been talking about right now. We've been talking about the access point for the Leo Aquarian full moon energy, the way through, the way to fully experience the qualities of full moon that's coming through very, very soon, coming through tomorrow. So we've got astrologically, also we've been talking a lot about this Uranus-Pluto squares, the seven of them. The first one started June 24th. So Uranus, again, to me is the electric energy, it's the Kundalini energy. And the Pluto energy is our subconscious energy. So when we wake up our Kundalini, whatever traumas or energy that needs to be released from our subconscious, good memories too also, whatever we are locked into and have not penetrated will be brought up during these seven squares. And that's why Yogi Bhajan instructed me to start talk today about penetrating the locks, because that's what we need to do as yogis, to work with these Uranus-Pluto squares, to elevate ourselves to the experience and the status of co-creators with the divine, knowing how to work with all the 10 dimensions. So we're working with experiential Kundalini energies, unlocking, penetrating through anything that is blocking us, whether it's, as I said, our own experience, or whether it's generational, something that we inherited in our genes, or whether it's something that we're picking up from the culture, or that we picked up from the culture. And the mantra that he wanted us to work today with is Satanama. So the power of the Sat, the truth. Sometimes they say Sat Chit Sananda, bringing the truth through until we experience that moment of ecstasy, that moment of Aung San Waheguru. So he's saying, once you penetrate the locks, you feel the power of the truth, and then you can bring it into a sacred form. He's telling us that Nam is not just form, but Sat Nam is sacred form. So we think of Nam as naming something or bringing something into form. And he's saying when you add the Sat, the power of the truth, Sat Nam really means sacred form, the power of the mandala of the sixth dimension. So that's what we're working with today. So he wanted us to work with the mantra Satanama. So as we know, the opens up the heart chakra. Sata Nama. So he's saying as we chant this mantra, he'll work with helping us penetrate the locks or the density, the lower density imprints that he said maybe by yourself in your own meditation you haven't been able to penetrate through. So we're working today with the tantric transmission of the master. You can breathe into that. So as you chant the mantra, inhale and pull up on the three locks, root, diaphragm, and neck lock. So you pull up and in on the first three chakras, and then for the diaphragm lock, to put this out there for people later who may be listening to this, lift up on the diaphragm, roll the shoulders up and back so the heart chakra opens, and for the neck lock, pull the chin back so your head is on top of your spine, so you'll feel when your spine's straight. So he's saying chant, or he's saying if you want to focus on the locks, just meditate on the sound. Okay, he's started. Here we go.